102.5 KZOK. It's our 28th annual Rock the Harvest, and Gibbons here, and I am not alone. I am joined by Roxana Pardo Garcia. She's the executive director of Alimentando al Pueblo. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is Roxana with Alimentando al Pueblo. Good to be here.
How are you? How you feeling? How you living?
Good. You know, we are closing out Latino Heritage Month tonight with a huge bang and a party. So we're just kind of prepping for that event closure.
That's awesome. Now tell me a little bit about your organization. How and why was Alimentando al Pueblo first started?
Yeah, so we were started in 2020 during the pandemic as we were witnessing the disproportionate impact that COVID was having on the Latino community of South King County. And it literally was just this idea of why is there not food banks that give people the cultural food that they eat? And I reached out to a bunch of my friends who happened to be part of nonprofits, and I said, hey, what do you think about collaborating on a Latino food pantry? And that is the genesis of how we started.
You just mentioned that you were founded on community collaboration and cultural nourishment. How does your model demonstrate what it looks like when food systems are truly community-led?
You know, as an organization that is led by the very community that we serve, I think that one of the things that we do really well is that we reinvest all of our resource right back into the Latino local economy. Because we partner with Latino-owned farms, distributors, vendors, grocery stores, and businesses. And there's a lot of dignity that comes with being able to give people not just the food that they eat, but also serving them in a cultural way, in language, in Spanish. We integrate music and art into our food distribution. And so we're really transforming the ways in which we serve our community.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you just mentioned some things that seem very unique. What are some other ways that Alimentando al Pueblo, what makes you guys unique?
So we actually house the country's only Latino food system. There is no model anywhere else in the United States
Wow.
that looks like the one that we have here in Burien. And what that means is that 100% of our board, our staff, and our volunteers are Latino. We have cultural food from Mexico and Central America. We integrate art and music into our food distribution. And so those are just, you know, we procure the majority of our food from Latino grocery stores, vendors, farmers. And it's to my knowledge that we also house Washington State's largest cultural food distributor.
Wow.
Given the volume of cultural food that we do procure, there's no other cultural food bank in the state that is doing what we are doing.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, how do you engage with young people in your work?
So we serve entire family units. Our work is really intergenerational. And we have had several different youth programs throughout, you know, the 5 years that we've existed. And we also have a lot of youth volunteers, actually, a lot of different youth groups from different schools, clubs, church groups, baseball teams. They love to come and volunteer at our food bank. And so that's one of the ways in which we engage young people. And as we're growing and building our work, we are looking to create more youth programming, but specifically intergenerational programs that involve not just young people, but elders and others in our community.
If you're just joining us, it's the 28th annual Rock the Harvest on KZOK. We're joined by Roxana Pardo Garcia. She is the executive director at Alimentando al Pueblo. Now, real quick, we've seen that many food banks are seeing a rise in the need for communities they serve. What are you noticing right now about the need in your community? Like, what are you guys doing to try to meet that need?
Yeah, so we are seeing a deepening need. I think the pandemic kind of opened Pandora's box on it. And when you add the element of cultural food, we see that the need is actually even deeper than what food data currently shows us. And so what we are doing is we're closing out. We have a campaign during Latino Heritage Month called Comida y Corazón, which is a campaign aimed at raising the visibility of our work,
wow,
in addition to driving more resources to cultural food banks. And so that is one of the things that we're actively working on right now, because we're young, we're 5 years old. A lot of people don't know about us. And so a lot of our work right now is building the foundation for folks to know who we are, the work that we do, so that they can support us long term.
And that's what we're trying to do here, spread awareness and let people know what you guys have going on. So what are some of the most common barriers in your community that you face in accessing the food that people need and want to eat?
I think the biggest thing is that the current food system doesn't source cultural food, hence why we have to procure so much of it ourselves. So I think that's the biggest one. I think the other piece is that we live in such diverse neighborhoods, such diverse cities, And so sometimes the traditional food banks don't know how to prioritize, or, you know, in a context that's where there's so much scarcity, it's really difficult to try to figure out which community to prioritize. But I think that all of us can win at the same time, and we can all be served with dignity. And so that's why Alimentando el Pueblo is really trying to push this narrative and push this work forward to say, hey, we can do this in partnership with each other. It doesn't have to be each of us alone on an island. And so that's one of the things that we've been trying to do with our partnership.
That is fantastic. Now, for those who are watching or listening, what's one way individuals or organizations can act in solidarity with communities facing hunger right now? Like, how can people show up in this moment right now and get involved?
Yeah, so there, you know, we talk at Alimentando el Pueblo, we talk a lot about the practice of solidarity. And I think that there's the practice of, you know, of sharing your money, sharing your abundance and donating. Recognizing that right now a lot of people don't have disposable income, sharing about the work of food banks on your network, whether it's on social media or in conversations you're having with your neighbors and friends, and showing up to volunteer. I think a lot of food banks run on volunteer hours, and so making sure that we're showing up for one another, and asking those questions of like, hey, are we serving everyone in our community? And how do we work together to make sure that if we're not serving everyone, how do we serve everyone?
Thank you so much, Roxana Pardo Garcia, Executive Director at Alimentando el Pueblo, for joining me. It's the 28th annual Rock the Harvest. Make sure you donate. We need your donations. KZOK.com to donate. Roxana, thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening.
It's 102.5 KZOK.